You, my friend, are so not the usual leader. And neither am I. We don't think outside the box. Hell, we blow the box up. Welcome to People First, Profits Second, a podcast about leadership excellence for rebels and badass leaders. I'm your host, Charlene Norman. You are now tuned in to provocative and unfiltered wisdom, the likes of which you've probably not yet heard in the mainstream. Everything you will hear, I promise, works. Even the swearing. Yep. You want to make more of an impact, right? Give me your ears and an open mind. I will give you stories, evidence, and proof. So come on in. Let's get started. Oh my God. This is our 10th episode together, and it's just before Christmas. In my life, family comes first, so my husband and I will be way, 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 way up north in minus 40 degree weather with his mom for a few weeks. Therefore, this 10th episode will be the last for a little bit. So, rebel and badass leaders, let's do a pop quiz. Quick, what do Elton John, Lady Gaga, Madonna, and even Beyonce have in common? Yep, they're all gifted singers and entertainers. Yep. They even have a reputation for putting on jaw-dropping shows and wowing a crowd. And yes, they will make more money in a month than most of us will see in a lifetime. But did you know they all practice a few hours every single day? Still, they practice so they can get it right, be on their game, and show us what a professional really is. In one of the early episodes of People First, Profit Second, I shared with you that true leaders are born and then molded. And I know a few of you went, WTF? What the hell are you talking about, woman? I mean, the usual thoughts today are leaders are made, right? So because I think this is a crap belief, let me expound upon why the best leaders are born and then molded. Do you remember when you were a kid? A bunch of your friends fell into the quote-unquote artist category. Maybe they were musicians or painters or writers or singers or actors or dancers, and you could see that they had something nobody else had. They had an intense love for their talent and a huge desire to be one of the best. So they practiced every single day. In fact, your friends in sports, hockey, football, baseball, tennis, badminton, and even ping pong, for example, also practiced every single day because they too had an intense love for the game and a huge desire to play with the best. And even you, if you were one of the A students, you know you spent hours poring over non-curricular materials, solving esoteric problems with your fellow A-listers, and generally devouring all kinds of extra knowledge because of your burning desire to know more and be an expert. And then one day we all went to college or university, and that daily practice, well, it sort of shrunk, didn't it? Considerably for most of us. Because studying, adapting to the new life away from home, and planning our future took priority. And in only a few, the ones who were truly gifted stuck with the daily, endless practicing. The rest of us, not so much. So for most of us, whatever artistic or sports talent we were born with, well, that ultimately got sidelined. and the scholastic amongst us continued to excel up to a point. Ultimately, our educational institutions graduated a bunch of people who had a level of scholastic achievement. Very few of those original, brilliantly talented kids made it to the arts or to the Sports Hall of Fame. And the scholastic achievers, even few graduated with solid empathy and what we now call soft skills or people skills. Here's the thing. The kids we grew up with, who were born with a brilliant talent, became successful in their chosen field of arts or sports or even businesses. And the kids we grew up with who started with very healthy doses of empathy and soft skills and were amazing at bossing their friends ultimately became what we now know as pretty good leaders. Maybe not perfect, but damn good. And I bet you will agree with me that less than 10% of the folks you regularly come in contact with fall into that category, right? For what it's worth, I've worked with at least 500 leaders in my life. Those 500 leaders came from all walks of life. They held various ranks within various sizes and permutations of corporations, and several owned their own businesses. Nearly every person had some kind of investment made in them to augment their management skills, kickstart or enhance their creative thought processes, and provide a crap ton of structures and policies to help them do a better job, whatever that meant in their lives. But here's the truth. I can count on one hand the number of leaders I have worked with all over the world who everyone and anyone would agree was a fantastic, great leader. Most people are brilliant at executing the majority of their job responsibilities. So many are awesome at playing the role of expert for what someone else did not do right. Some people are good at truly seeing outside the box and making a greater contribution. So many others are exceptional at playing armchair quarterback. Almost every human being today has an opinion about something and is no longer afraid to express it as a gospel truth. Yet very few people can consistently galvanize human beings together in a respectful, non-threatening environment and then get them to follow them and then ultimately generate extraordinary results. In my world, I studied the handful that I call amazing. And do you know what I found? The amazing ones, the ones we would love to be associated with, the ones we all would like in our lives, they practice every day. Years ago, they joined private clubs to learn from the best and or attend mastermind groups. Today, they scan the internet, they join masterminds, they network, they hire mentors, and most importantly, they work on their own core beliefs and mind games so that they can think at a level that is at least 6 months to 5 years ahead of today. So right now, let's play another pop quiz. How much time do you invest in yourself practicing daily to be a better leader? And I bet your answer is kind of shocking, isn't it? As we enter 2020, I notice that over the last 10 years or so, there is a new kind of affliction which has plagued a huge part of the population. I call it the learn too much, do too little disease. The internet has become our go-to place to read and learn about something, and many of us have inadvertently followed into the, quote, I need to take another course or learn the next step before I can move forward, unquote. But here's the thing. Until we put into practice what we learn, we cannot make any progress. Putting into practice and taking imperfect action is the only way to get better. So let's go back to my original comment. Elton John, Lady Gaga, Madonna, and even Beyoncé did not get amazing by reading. They did it by practicing every single day. Now, I'm one of the few that I don't believe practice ever makes perfect. I believe practice always makes better. And that is what we want to strive for. Better, not perfect. When you look at the early videos of each one of these megastars of today and compare their performance to their recent videos, you can see the difference. Taking action and practicing played a huge part in that transformation that you can see in video. The exact same principle works with great leaders. Good leaders become great leaders the exact same way an artist becomes a maestro and a sports person becomes an all-star. Daily practice, a desire to be better. I'm not going to kid you. The practice part is hard, and many times it's boring. And often you can get lulled into thinking, oh, I already know everything about this. Or, this is complete bogus. Or, it has no bearing on me. When those thoughts hit you and you make decisions based on those thoughts, let me tell you, you are doomed. You will never get better. You will stay stuck. Because the great leaders maintain a childlike innocence to learning and a maestro attitude about practicing. They simply never stop. They are focused and committed to better. So let me ask you a question, rebels and badass leaders. As you look out today towards the next decade of your life, what can you adjust to make yourself better? If you'd like to continue this conversation privately, give me a call. Remember, I believe in you. I know you can make the impact you want in your world, and I am here for you. Make the ending to your 2019 year amazing. We'll chat again in early 2020. This podcast was brought to you by Bulletproof Consulting. We believe in helping you change your thinking for the better. Imagine the impact you could make with more. Interested in learning how? Look them up at bulletproofconsulting.ca.